is like a fairy tale. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In a vote that took place at a time when nobody but me and Mark Noller were watching C-SPAN, Congress swept away a bunch of its own artificial booby traps in a decisive bipartisan vote. Suddenly, you're wondering, what happened? Well, as it turns out, Republicans suddenly remembered the Democrats had vigorously opposed the Bush tax cuts in 2001, and so to see them vigorously supporting them now was a victory.
I just wanted to thank so many on the other side for finally acknowledging publicly that 98% of the Bush tax cuts helped the middle class.
And there was something else. Grover Norquist, the lobbyist who's gotten most Republicans to sign his no tax increase pledge, tweeted yesterday, quote, "The Bush tax cuts lapsed at midnight last night. Every R voting for Senate bill is cutting taxes and keeping his or her pledge."
So we're not raising taxes, we're actually cutting taxes.
Because you're saying because the Bush tax cuts have expired yesterday?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, it's midnight.
And just like that, everything changed. A homely tax increase became a fairy tale tax cut. And during the final debate, not a peep about how taxing the rich would spook the job creators.
Republicans and the American people are getting permanent tax relief.
So it was all about putting up the appearance of a good fight, then waiting for the clock to tick past midnight.
Now those magic slippers will take you home in 2 seconds.
And they lived happily until they hit the debt ceiling. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.